According to the text line, fellas, it looks like we may have a situation on our hands. Did Kate Stover drop the F-bomb? Is that because that is coming across on the text line?
I thought he did. That's why you didn't see when I looked at you.
Is that what that was? I didn't catch it. Someone said, "Of course, Cade would drop an F-bomb." Shout out to the former Grunk.
I didn't think I heard that. Oh, former I was Grunk. Listening.
I missed it. It
was random in the middle of that comment. It was in the middle of an.
So you heard him. You heard.
I heard what I thought was an F word. Yes, and I thought to myself, "Boy, that was placed in an odd spot."
Well, if that's the case, boys, this may be my last edition of the drive here.
That'd be a tough day, man.
Wow, I was gonna say I didn't hear it.
I heard what I thought could have been one. It wasn't very clear.
Then you need to your move needs to be to practice the dump button.
I don't have one here.
I know you don't have one, but you still practice it. If I hear it, I do it. I hit it. I don't. Sometimes.
Clint has been in here plenty of times and not hit that dump button.
Sometimes Tyler, I
googly eyed Ron like, and Ron just looked at me and kept talking.
I missed it. I'm telling you, Tyler. Sometimes I'm by myself or not even in a studio, and I hear something, and I'll hit a make-believe dump button.
I think it was a question when I asked him about the physicality, like arriving violently. I think about his third or fourth word in, he kind of mumbled, and it sounded like it.
Well, I must have missed it too then if it did happen, because with these players, I tend to make it a habit to listen pretty close because I know that they can be a little foul-mouthed, but I missed that.
We got multiple people who have thrown a red flag here on the text line, and they've said they've gone back for instant replay. And someone said, "I rewound it on the Odyssey app." That's a feature on the Odyssey app, guys. You can go ahead and rewind right now.
And someone's even if we dump something and you're listening on the app, you'll still get to hear it.
And as someone said, definitely he did. Missed it. Damn.
It was out of place. So that's what made me.
So it was an out of place F-bomb.
All right, stop talking about it then, because I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, Tyler, I just didn't know. I just did.
I don't think you are.
I'm several months late that I had, and I was up late last night. I did about 2 hours worth of training videos last night, and one of them just so happened to be about what may or may not have just happened. And from an FCC perspective, my understanding is that if it is a something like that, and it doesn't like you're not like it's not happening all the time. And it's an isolated incident, which that would be an isolated incident for a caller on a player calling on our program. The FCC looks at it a little different, Tyler.
Well, for the sake of my job, I hope you're right. I think
we probably toe the line a little bit more when we start talking about, stuff that happens in the sheets and stuff. You know, I think that's.
Well, yeah.
I think I got a little nervous.
That's just
when
good
I was
innocent fun, though.
Yeah, but in my training, I think that can be frowned upon. I'm just telling you. I think insinuating things and making noises and stuff can get us in trouble, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Kate Stover tried Jerry Jones is here, I guess. I'm going to get y'all asses all fired.
I'll be honest with you. It makes me like him even more. Not getting Tyler fired, just the fact that he dropped an F-bomb.
Because clearly it would be Tyler.
He dropped an F-bomb in an answer talking about how physicality plays a big role in his game.
It should be.
That's my kind of guy.
Yeah. I completely missed it. But what you can't miss here, come on out to Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza near Willowbrook Mall. Come hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Plenty of prizes, including Texans Colts tickets that you can win. All you got to do is put your name in that raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win one of our six different prizes today. All right, Drake May had an odd performance. There were some moments, Clint, where he looked like he was a rookie. And then there were some moments where it was like, hey, all right, maybe that's a little bit of what they saw. And he had him some moments at times in this game. And it was interesting the way that the Texans played him defensively, because I think that led to a lot of his moments. And it led to a lot of his, that's why maybe he wasn't ready to start there and start here. Did the play of the Patriots offense, especially the successes, did that cause you to have any thoughts about potentially how the Texans defense moves on forward after this against the Packers, against the Lions, against the Ravens and the teams they have coming down the rest of the way?
Well, for me, it's we've heard DeMeco, we've heard Bobby, we've heard Nick, we've heard people around the NFL talk about, you know, it takes you several weeks to figure out what your identity is. And I'm just connecting all these dots with the Texans defense, right? If you look at the amount that they've pressured this year, they've become a pressure defense all of a sudden. Now, look, just to be clear, I understand a lot of those pressures they're getting with a four-down lineman. They're getting with Will. They're getting with Daniil. They're getting with a four-man pass rush. So I'm not. I know it's not always closing the middle of the field and playing man, but a lot of times they are playing man defense and bringing pressure. And it just we're at a point now, six games into the season, where I got to ask is, are they – because late in that game, everything said, young quarterback, big lead, everything said, back off, bend, yeah. Don't break, make them go 15 plays and score a touchdown, and, you know, let's get the hell out, let's get on this plane happy with a victory and go back to Houston, right?
He stayed aggressive.
But he stayed aggressive with a backup corner in the game, with Eric Murray, with Jalen Petrie, with, you know, some guys that
– Jimmy Ward hurt.
Jimmy Ward hurt. So I it made me question – just pose the question is, does this defense have to play a lot of man coverage and pressure all the time or a lot of the time, or is that by choice? Like, is DeMeco Ryan saying –
Clint, their personnel doesn't say that they have to, does it? Their personnel doesn't say – I mean, when you got Will Anderson and you got Daniil Hunter.
Well, I think everybody – I'll be honest with you. I think everybody's subpar other than the two big ends.
I don't know, man. Mario Edwards Jr. was playing well.
Now there's guys that have played better. I agree. Yes, but I mean, just that, the writing on the wall is yes. You've got Will Anderson and you've got Daniil Hunter, but we're not gonna be rewriting record books with Mario Edwards and Tim Settle and all these guys inside. And I'll be honest with you, when you look at the linebacker play, it's been tremendous overall, and it's been tremendous versus the run, but. Toa Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair are subpar. They're below average when it comes to rushing the passer from that position. They're not. There's nothing dynamic about either one of those guys in a pass rushing standpoint, right? And Jalen Petrie coming off the edge with those instincts, he has not been a big factor in the pressure game this year. And so I don't know. I just wonder is. That's the first question. Do they have to pressure, or is that just something that DeMeco feels like they do well, so they're picking and choosing when to do it? When I saw him do it late last week,